Okay, so first thing from that, I'm not sure if it's a 1.5 million car, or as ASOP says, a 1.2 million car, so that's one thing that's very important, I guess. The other thing, I guess, is also how he establishes credibility. As you know, he doesn't make many things, as in, this is my car, or he even gives a price. We're going to get onto this in a little while. I want you to dwell on that, and for those who saw the video that was up before, you can sort of piece it together. Okay, we're going to get into that. Well, following from an aspect of that, there's something that I think is very important to do before we even go further, and that's to get me in a position of having credibility. Now, I say that because you just walked in and you see me here. You have no idea who I am. Sadly, I don't have Bugatti anything to establish myself as a credible teacher. I don't have any letters after my name as such. However, we're going to try and work to a position whereby I can have more authority in your eyes. So I'm going to actually ask you now to break off into groups of six. And I want you to draw up a little list of things that I myself and Anna could do to come across as more credible people. Okay, does that make sense? Who's going? Okay, so whatever you could think of, whether that means I could have letters after my name, if that means I should come in with a suit, or it means there should be books across the walls when you come in, I'm just going to ask you to go into groups of six. Question?
Do you mean like what we
need to make? No, just theoretical activity. So we're just going to break down and start to discuss things that could be done, or things that I could have done to make myself more credible in your eyes. So, if we simply put it up into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,